این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah ya Allah subhanallah. Allah ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allah wa la ilaha illallah. Allah ya Allah wallahu akbar.
I hope that the all officials are aware that these people who have toiled so much for this republic have thrown out the corrupt individuals and replaced them with upright individuals. They should serve them in thanksgiving and gratitude for this blessing. The governors should serve these people. The district governors should serve. The ministers should serve. All must have the objective of service. We hope that Allah willing, there would be peace after these issues. The people also will be calm after this and be busy. They invest their capital and not fear that suddenly someone will come and take them away. Never, there is no question about this. It is not that they cannot do their job.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. This is the Spring of the Truth, and I am Bita, the host of today's episode. And I have the pleasure to be here to actually analyze some ethical and practical points from the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. So, the sentence of today is, one becomes a true human being with one's spirit and one's insight. We share in common things such as possessing ears, eyes, and legs, and therefore, these are not the things which differentiate the human being from animal. What really separates mankind from other natural creature is mankind's heart and insight. If you possess insight, you are considered to be a human being. Insight is actually something which can be among of the most important things in this world. Because of the era that we are living in, the modern era, we are living in a world full of complexities, full of masks. There are so many people around us that are wearing masks, and they may do good deeds, but we are not sure about the intentions of these people. So maintaining this insight to understand the intention of people and the soul of these people can be really important in order to survive and in order to develop a spiritual lifestyle in this time.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi.
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
We have this beautiful narration that everything you do is evaluated by the intention you have behind that. Islam teaches that intentions play a crucial role in determining the moral value and reward of an action. A good deed performed with pure and sincere intention is considered more valuable in the sight of Allah than a deed done with a selfish or insincere intention. Similarly, a wrong action committed with an evil intention is considered more sinful than an action done unintentionally or with a good intention. So, as we say here, one of the most important thing in understanding that whether we have the insight to judge people, to judge ourselves, in order to make functional and practical criticisms to other and more specifically to ourselves, is to maintain the insight in order to tell other people apart from each other based on their intentions of the bad or good deeds that they are committing.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. night and every day, every night and every day.